to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. I was most encouraged by what he said about entitlement reform and tax reform. I think as president, his role is to explain to the American people what's really going on. You know, we're awash in red ink. The entitlement programs, as important as they are not sustainable in their current form. And these are going to be tough political decisions to be made. And at one point in the speech, again, despite, I think, doing a lot of the old tax and spend of the last 4 years, at one point in the speech, he said we need to reform our entitlement programs. And it's not going to be easy. And that's what the American people need to hear from him.
There's Senator Rob Portman of Ohio commenting on what he liked the president's State of the Union address on Tuesday is the focus, and there were some things in there as a Republican. People raised their eyebrows and they heard him say, yep, that was the right thing to say. The State of the Union is where we start this hour of the Daily Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, here to review some of the discussions on News Talk Radio, News Talk Television. For example, on MSNBC, Luke Russert talked to Ted Nugent, who went to the Tuesday speech, about what he thought the president had to say.
A few questions for you about the State of the Union. What was it like being in the chamber next to victims of gun violence?
Gosh, it was painful knowing that we have engineered recidivism, that our mental health system has failed so thoroughly that people who threaten lives and conduct themselves in dangerous, aberrant behavior and have been alerted, the officials have been alerted by co-workers, fellow students, mothers and fathers of these mass murders. So I am compelled to cry tears of blood that the recidivism and the slaughter by crazy people goes unabated while we're worrying about how many bullets Ted Nugent has. So I feel the pain because the pain is increased when I listen to the State of the Union address, because I've watched the president with his predictable, flowery, feel-good, save the children, end world hunger, insanity. And then I either see him do nothing or do the opposite. So the real pain witnessing, and I don't have to be in a room next to him, I've been in rooms with them. I've been a law enforcement agent since 1982. I conduct federal raids with the heroes of law enforcement after paroled recidivistic maggots. So I'm in the belly of the beast when it comes to good over evil. And our court systems and our so-called justice system is not about good over evil. I don't know what it's about, but when you let a man out of his cage who killed his grandmother with a hammer, and then you pretend you're shocked when he shoots a fireman, I think I've landed on the planet of the apes. So I feel horrible that we're going after my guns instead of stopping crime and dangerous behavior.
888-302-3684. 888-302-DOUG is the phone number for your calls. And I'm sure we'll have plenty regarding the State of the Union, so help yourself to our airtime as it's available. That was Ted Nugent, and some things that I guess they're worthy of some reflection, one way or another, one man's point of view. Here's radio host Richard Randall talking to Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado about his problems, that is the congressman's problems, with all of the things in the president's State of the Union.
Your thoughts on what you listened to from the president and the reaction from those who were in the room and later on from Republicans?
He said some things I do agree with, like we have the best fighting force of military in the world. We're going to keep our commitments to veterans. We're going to defeat Al-Qaeda. Yeah, those are things we can all agree on. However, he was very short on solutions, Richard, and that was distressing. You know, we have this economy where in the last quarter we actually shrank. We have fewer people working, 4 million fewer Americans, Richard, working in our workforce than when he took office. 1 in 6 Americans is on food stamps. So how do we get this economy back on track? All he can talk about is raising taxes. That doesn't do it. And some liberal programs or things like raising the minimum wage, which will actually kick some people out of work. He had no energy solution other than more, what sounded to me like more cylinders. So, Richard, he was very short on solutions, and certainly not the kind of policies that will lead to growth in this economy. What we need is to grow and increase jobs out there, which means less government and less debt, less borrowing. Let that money stay in the private sector, and business and hardworking Americans can grow this economy. It's not more government. It's just government getting out of the way. And we did not see this. He does not understand what this, what makes this economy run. And Richard, I was also very distressed when he said things that were clearly wrong, like the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare is already lowering health care costs. Wait a second. Who has lower insurance costs now as working Americans? Those costs are actually going up. Or on energy, when he said we now have more permitting for oil and gas by the federal government. That's simply not true. Production is down in this country on public lands. Fortunately, it's up on private and state lands like in North Dakota. So that was a wrong statement on his behalf.
888-302-3684. So if you have a take on all of this, you're welcome to join us, whether you're from Arizona or Alabama or Alaska or Arkansas. I was thinking of the states that began with an A. Help yourself. It's 888-302 Doug on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Musicians, massive markdown, special financing. The List. It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale. Get to the store and grab the list. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price drop to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeouts, ding and dents, floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. Micros speaker stands, buy one, get one free. Hurry. Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
Hurry into Sam's Club today for these special offers on Serta mattresses. For a limited time, get a Serta Eurotop Queen mattress set for only $398. Now through February 18th, save even more with special financing for 18 months on any Serta mattress purchase of $279 or more with a Sam's Club consumer credit card. Hurry into Sam's Club today. This special buy is only available while quantities last. See club for details. Life's better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
888-302-3684. Here's radio host Robert Rees with political analyst Andrew Matthews about the Republican responses. He's talking about the Tea Party as well as the regular Republican response to the State of the Union.
Rand Paul, I think it was, came up with a response on the debt.
The president tonight said he wants to squeeze more money out of folks. We must say no to any more tax hikes. Only through lower taxes, less regulation, and more freedom will the economy begin to grow again.
Every dollar our government borrows is money that isn't being invested to create jobs. And the uncertainty created by the debt is one reason why many businesses aren't hiring. The president loves to blame the debt on President Bush, but President Obama has created more debt in 4 years than his predecessor did in 8.
Yeah, and so Rubio coming with a great response to the president's talk about debt. Oh, both parties are responsible for debt. Okay, that's true, but that's like me on my credit card debt at home. I rack up about $100 on on some some golfing stuff, and my wife racks up $6,000 on clothes and food. I'm just kidding. She doesn't all the time.
Yeah, it's one of those discussion points where, to a certain degree, at least we have the Republicans saying we do it too.
Yeah.
Which, thank you for finally being a part of that, right? Because the math is there. But you're right. This is something where the Democrats over the last 4 years have done more so. Now, there are arguments as to the causes of that. We could have those all day long. And depending on your bias, your perspective, you're going to come up with a way to blame the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I think you and I are both to the point where we're just tired of everybody blaming the other side for the deficit. Yeah. It's like, just fix it.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
It's just fix it. I mean, that's, to me, the whole reason why the Tea Party has grown. Everybody looks at the Tea Party and they go, oh, they're just against Obama. Yeah. And they're no, the Tea Party started gaining momentum during the final Bush years.
Right.
Because they were going, this guy's crazy.
He's spending money.
He's spending money like nuts.
Yeah.
And that's when the momentum started. And then when Obama got in and immediately continued Bush's policies.
Then you have a focal point of, your argument saying, see, this is what we've led to. You're right. And a lot of people, especially in the early days of the Tea Party, now the Tea Party has seen multiple kind of revisions and splinters and the whole bit, but especially in the early days, it wasn't a partisan thing, mm-hmm. Republican or Democrat. It was
a money thing.
A money thing, yeah. Right? The whole tax enough already, we were running out of deficit, balance your budget, all of that. That resonated with a lot of Americans just in general. And I think that's kind of what you're starting to hear now is that people are just, they're fed up with the excuses.
888-302-3684. As we listen now to talk host Gloria Neal with one of her callers about reaction to the State of the Union address.
Laura, welcome to the show. What do you say?
I think what we are seeing, regardless as to the color of your skin, mm-hmm. I would be remiss not to say that I think what we are seeing is a movement of people that are tired of the good old boy club.
Right. Right. That's exactly
we're tired
right.
of it.
Right.
That's regarding exactly health right. insurance, regarding, in every area. And I think that the Democrats could be classified as a group that is not going to push things under the rug anymore.
Right. Right. And I absolutely think you are right. You know, as I it's not about giving me stuff. It's about allowing me, helping me put myself in a position where I can go get it myself. And we keep saying level playing field. It's like, yeah, I can help myself. But you know what? If the deck is stacked against me because I don't have, and it's not stacked against her because she does have, well, eventually you're going to resent. Eventually you're going to say, you know what? I'm done. This cannot be. And I think that's what you get a lot of times with the Democratic Party.
I think that it's just an uprise in people. It's not Democrats against, Republicans and white against black and this and this and this. I think it is an uprising of people that are tired of being classified and being told which slot is best for us.
888-302-3684 calls after one more talk radio episode here on The Countdown.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Is 2013 your year to achieve more? More vitality? More health? More well-being? Hi, this is Pastor Jenny. For 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching others how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned by taking RNA drops, I could begin to activate that power in my cells and achieve the more that I desire. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and send you a free 30-day supply of RNA drops valued at $50 for just the cost of shipping and handling. Go to rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
What America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio review of the President's, or the discussion of the President's State of the Union Address. I'm Doug Steffen, and let's move on to hear an excerpt from a program hosted by April Zsbaugh and Stephen Tubbs with Congressman Ed Perlmutter of Colorado about what Perlmutter thinks was the most important thing in the State of the Union.
Pulling out troops from Afghanistan, gun control, illegal immigration, jobs, raising the minimum wage, free quality preschool even got in that speech. There was a lot of stuff in there. What resonated most with you?
Getting out of Afghanistan. And it was, and it's withdrawing from Afghanistan after we've gotten Osama bin Laden and really put Al-Qaeda on its heels. And that's a huge savings. We can't forget the fact we're spending about $1 billion to $2 billion a week there right now. And that's a major savings for the nation that we can put to work elsewhere, whether it's in our roads, our bridges, our schools. So that was a major piece of the speech for me, as well as the economy. And then clearly, the fact that he referred to Aurora, you know, obviously was, very important.
Yeah, Ed, good morning. You know, I'll never forget the morning of July 20th when we talked with you live early about the, you know, your reaction early on to the theater shooting. You had guests there as, I guess, members of the audience. Why was that important for you, and did you get a chance to kind of debrief with them afterward?
Yes, we met for a long time before the speech. I did not get to see them after the speech, but I am going to see them again this morning. So it was Teresa Hoover, Dave Hoover, who's the uncle, who's a division, I think, captain for the Lakewood Police Force. I met the girlfriend, La Samoa, who was shielded by A.J. Boyk. So it was an emotional evening for all of us.
Sure. Talk about the president's package of gun control measures. Why haven't they come up for a vote? And how likely is it now that the president really highlighted it and kind of is holding people's feet to the fire?
Well, you know, these gun safety, gun violence prevention bills, I think are first going to be heard in the Senate. And they've had hearings on them already. My guess is a number of those bills will be heard by the Senate as a whole over the next month or two. In the House, you know, I mean, the Republican majority controls the agenda, controls what's heard in committee and what will be heard on the floor. And hopefully they understand that many people, and I'd say a majority of the people, want to see universal background checks. They want to see additional mental health programs. I'd like to see, you know, the reporting of, you know, felons having guns or domestic violence folks being entitled to permits where they probably should not be entitled to permits. Those kinds of things I hope will come up for a vote. The more controversial, but in my opinion, equally important, the assault weapons, these big magazines with lots of rounds of ammunition, those things I hope will come up for a vote in the House, but I'm not sure that they will.
Caller Evan, disappointed in what Senator Marco Rubio had to say.
About Senator Rubio's response, I'm very hopeful that the Republican Party can be the party of the future. But I'm disappointed, frankly, in what was offered tonight. I mean, it was a lot of backward-looking talk, which is not what I'm trying to hear from the party, that, frankly, we need to reinvent ourselves. We do. And I don't want to hear the talk about Obamacare. I don't want to hear the talk about all they want is taxes. If Senator Rubio is as committed to preventing the sequester, which will be disastrous for the members of the American Armed Services, as he says he is, I'm hopeful that he can encourage some of his Senate Republican and Democrat colleagues and House Republican Democrat colleagues to get together and do something about it, because it's simply not fair. It's simply wrong. And it was very discouraging to see how much posturing there was tonight.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Colette Friedman is a playwright and author. Her latest work is the novel The Affair.
When I work, I tend to work on more than one project at a time. So often I'll be working on, let's say, a novel in the morning and a play in the evening. So if somehow I get stuck on the novel or I don't like where it's going or I'm getting frustrated with myself, I'll just jump over and work on the play. Playwriting is a much more collaborative process than writing a novel, because writing a play, you're dealing with the director and you're dealing with the actors. I come from the world of acting. I started as an actress, and for that reason, I love actors and I love working with them. So I really do enjoy collaborating and the process of writing a play and workshopping it and rewriting it until pretty much until opening night, you're still making changes, is exciting. And, you know, the collaboration continues when you sit in the back row and you watch and you hear and you feel an audience's reaction to your work. There's nothing like that. On the other hand, I love the solitary life of a writer. I'm one of these women who wears yoga pants every day and doesn't practice yoga. And you can do that when you wake up, make yourself a pot of coffee, and sit in your office and write all day. So I think I'm very lucky because I get to do both things. I get to do collaborative work and solitary work. I could not imagine just doing one, because I'm too social to just be solitary, and I'm too solitary to just be social.
Playwright and author Colette Friedman on her new novel, The Affair. There's more online at insightdailyradio.org.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hope you're doing well. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air. We continue with our discussion of the President's State of the Union, 888-302-3684. A lot of the controversy about the 15 million workers who are at national minimum wage, moving things up the totem pole to $9 an hour. What say you? I think the state of Washington has, as the states can change this around, has the highest of all of the minimum wages, and somewhat over $9 an hour. If you're an employer, I thought as I listened to that as an employer, although I'm not paying minimum wage to anybody, the essence of what does this do to businesses and companies that need to keep that rate? The people who take those jobs get two jobs. But it isn't going to do anything for the unemployment numbers, I wouldn't have thought anyway. So we'll have one more take, and this is from the ladies on The View, giving their specific focus to the ease of voting, which was mentioned in the president's speech.
What did y'all think of the speech?
Well, I thought it was very good, of course. I'm an Obama fan. I missed Hillary, by the way. She wasn't there. Where was Hillary?
She doesn't work there anymore.
No. She was there?
She was there.
Seriously?
I said she was there.
Michelle Obama looked beautiful, I thought. And the other thing is, like, when he mentions things like, there's no support on the Republican side for background checks on automatic rifles. Nobody stood up when he said that. Nobody on the Republican side stood up when he said, let's work toward education for four-year-olds, Head Start and all of that. Nobody gave applause for that. Dead fish.
I mean, I didn't see them. I mean, there are also.
No, I saw them.
They've got to be able to work together. They had a camera on every single person. I'll get the count.
But I mean, many of them not support things like children's education. No, they didn't.
Maybe they do. And those aren't all Republicans. I mean, right now, I think there are many, too, that are not in office. And maybe we need to elect Republicans who will go into office that are willing to work with both sides. I think that's what needs to happen.
Rubio didn't sound like he was that conciliatory. He was so thirsty, the guy. What's the matter with him?
So was Banana Joe.
That's right.
It's like
I don't know what Joe.
Something that
I liked a lot was that he invited 102-year-old Miami resident Desalee Victor, who waited 6 hours to vote. Now, I can't ever remember, and maybe, I voted all over the country, with permission, just letting you know. But I've never stood in line for 6 hours. What was happening?
Because in areas in Ohio, for instance, that would be middle-class white people. They had a lot of machines. And in the outlying areas where there mostly were minorities who would be voting for Obama, they had a few machines. So those people had to wait longer. And the reason he won Ohio is because people waited online like this woman.
Yeah,
there was voter fraud. There was a lot of interest in the voting machines and what's going to happen in the next election. If people don't get real, we're going to have the same problem next time.
A lot of problems in the voting system, very serious problems, in fact, which is another subject for another time, because we're going to stay with the President's State of the Union now with your calls at 888-302-3684. Countdown now, listening to Kim, who's in Maryland. A lot of concerns about all the surveillance going on in our country.
What caught my ear was when President Obama was speaking about protecting our human rights at home. However, he failed to mention anything about the growing surveillance state under which we all live. It's very lucrative to these government contractors who are carrying out this surveillance. You know, they are tapping our phones, checking our emails, you know, and who knows what else they might be doing with these drones and everything else, you know, that they have at their disposal. So that is something that is of great concern to me, is that our civil liberties are systematically being taken away, and we're just sitting here looking like sitting ducks.
888-553. Whoops, wait a minute. Do the right number, Doug. 888-302-3684 to be in touch. Next up is David in Tennessee with some concerns about gun control in the president's speech.
I would just like to comment on the gun control issue that the president spoke about. And I myself am a veteran, and I'm a veteran of foreign war, and I was proud to do that. And by doing that, I gave myself and everybody else in this country the right under the Second Amendment to choose to be able to defend themselves. And I don't think that Congress and the president should have any infringing ideas upon changing that, because everybody here in the United States has a right to defend themselves. And I understand that some bad things have happened here in the United States, but it isn't so much the weapon that it's done. It's by people that shouldn't have them. And by fixing the system to prevent those types of people from getting these types of weapons and providing additional security and making changes to HIPAA and things like that that could get these people put into a system to where they can't get weapons, and make, you know, weapons owners, you know, make them responsible for their weapons. And everybody that I know that are responsible gun owners are just that. They're responsible. And I just think that infringing upon the Second Amendment would be something that I am not in favor of, by no means.
888-302-3684. Moving on now to Josh, listening to the countdown in Indiana, thinks the president missed an opportunity.
I've been a Republican my whole life, and I remember the presidential campaign for Bill Clinton, and I really wasn't impressed with him. But it was his State of the Union addresses that made me warm up to him. I don't know, can't really remember the things he said, but I think it's just the way he said them. And I came to look at him, you know, as a president through his State of the Union address. And I think it's a great opportunity for a president to sort of bring people together, you know, if you can say the right things and reach out, you know, across the aisle.
888-302-3684. Reaching out now to Ronald in Kentucky, who liked what the president had to say.
Talked a lot about what he said about raising the minimum wage and the immigration reform and some of the other things. I am a little frustrated with Congress and them, why they can't get their act together and work together to get things done. You know, get this budget under control. And instead of all us talk about cutting benefits here, cutting things there, you know, I never heard nobody mention nothing about just how much money is the United States sending overseas to these other countries. And, I mean, I don't mind to help out others. I don't mind to do my part. But before you start cutting these people that have worked all their lives to support the United States, you know, start looking overseas and seeing where you're sending the money to.
888-302-3684. Keep the calls coming. Mary from Minnesota is interested in what really stood out for her.
I think what spoke the loudest for me during the president's speech was Boehner's demeanor. I mean, he's the perfect head of the Republicans in the House because they're the party of no, and he just had no written all over his face. I never saw such a discouraging look, and I thought the president's speech was wonderful. It was very hopeful. It was motivating. I don't think raising the minimum wage is going to have that big effect on anything. There aren't that many people, for one thing, that earn much less than $9 an hour, at least that I'm aware of.
888-302-3684. Keep them coming. The next person looks like Marty in Michigan on both parties.
You know, I just got to say, and this, I'm a Republican, yes, and I'm a extremely conservative Republican, but I must say this it's just a bunch of nonsense. I go off the U.S. debt clock, but I just ask people, we are smarter than this. These two parties are completely out of control. I'll just go over a couple of numbers. U.S. national debt, $16.5 trillion. Okay, there's one. U.S. federal tax revenue comes in at $2.480 trillion. That's how much we bring in. Mind you, I just gave you the U.S. national debt. U.S. total debt, $58 trillion. Let's go Medicare liability, $85 billion. Social Security liability, $16 billion. That's over $1 trillion combined. And then we'll go with unfunded liabilities at $122 trillion. Liability per taxpayer, $1,085,444. And I ask people, in God's earth, these people could not fix this mess that they have intentionally created in the next 200 years. And so I just ask people to please stop. The rhetoric on both sides of the aisle has to stop. I implore people, what is wrong with them? I have a daughter that's 10 years old, and her liability, the debt that my little daughter is in at 10 years old caused by two parties has to stop. Yes, I'm a Republican, but it's just rhetoric. It's nonsense. And when do these politicians ever go to the store and buy food to see that the prices are going up? Gasoline. It's out of control.
Man, that guy's got it, hasn't he? You like what he had to say? 888-302-3684. Our focus on your thoughts. We've had a lot of people who are political, so-called analysts talking about this. What do you have to say? That's what we're talking about. That's what we're doing here on the Talk Radio Countdown at the moment.
Mmm. Yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. If you're a homeowner, you don't simply live in a house. You live in a giant tax deduction. That's because homeowners often qualify for a range of deductions that can greatly impact your taxes. Among them, property tax, mortgage interest, and home equity loan deductions. They add up fast, and TurboTax can help you determine which ones you qualify for. To get more details on homeowner deductions and find out how TurboTax can help you get back every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Get ready for the three-day weekend with three big reasons to join Sam's Club. First, become a member by February 18th and get a gift card worth up to $20. Second, at Sam's Club, find incredible members-only prices on the quality brand-name products your family trusts. Third, you're guaranteed to love Sam's Club or we'll refund your membership fee. So join, get your $20 gift card, and see why life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Right now, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples, which means it's less expensive than ever to get all the banners and posters your small business needs.
Okay, let's double check your order. I have a grand reopening banner, 500 sale flyers, business cards, a few passive-aggressive break room posters, and a less passive 6-foot banner advising people to stay away from your lunch in the fridge.
Sounds about right.
Perfect.
For a limited time, custom banners and posters are 50% off at Staples. That was easy. No coupon needed. Details in-store and at staples.com/copy and print.
Monday. Texas is being overrun by some of the baddest cars to ever hit the road. But they'll have to go through these two first.
Fired up!
Woo! Richard and Aaron are back for an all-new season of
Fast and Loud. Fast and Loud.
Restoring the cars you know and love.
Shelby. 59 Apache Short Bed.
32 Ford. And having a damn good time doing it. Fast and Loud. New season premieres Monday at 9 on Discovery.
Musicians, massive markdowns, special financing. The List. It's Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale. Get to the store and grab The List. Page after page of guitars, amps, keyboards, drums, recording equipment, and more. Price dropped to save you big. Up to 85% off retail on closeouts, ding-and-dins, floor models, new items. Plus special buys like AKG stereo headphones, $19. Ibanez electric guitars, $119. Micro speaker stands. Buy one, get one free. Hurry. Guitar Center's President's Day weekend sale ends Monday. We help people make music.
Chapstick to my lips, raspberry cream I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst of berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my lips. La 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 la, la 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick raspberry cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la, la la la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
888-302-3684, President laying out his agenda for his second term in the State of the Union this week, setting some ambitious goals to get the nation back on the course he thinks it ought to be on. You think we're on the right course, the climate change focus? A lot of people want to talk about that. Let's find out what Gary in Lynchburg, Virginia wants to talk about as he joins us live now on the countdown. Gary, please go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, Doug. Thank you for taking my call. Actually, I wanted to talk about President Obama raising our taxes, which we were told time and time again he was not going to raise the taxes on the middle class. Now, personally, I'm retired military. I work full-time. My wife works full-time. With the extra taxes we have coming out of our checks, we are down right now roughly $500 per month.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how Mr. Obama, excuse me, President Obama, I'll give him his due respect, how he expects me and others like me to stimulate the economy when I'm now short, you know, what some people could consider a total house payment, multiple car payments. On top of that, he's raising the minimum wage. And once he raises the minimum wage, that's going to cut more jobs. It's going to cause inflation to go up. It's going to take away even less value of the dollar that I could put into this economy.
Well,
I just see us going backwards. I just don't see how he sees us moving forward.
It's talking from both sides of your mouth. Maybe that's one way of looking at it, Gary. You made some good points. Thank you. Douglas, listening to KUGN and Eugene on the countdown now.
I basically want to say I find it very interesting that, you know, he's talking about all these gun issues, and then when I start flipping through all the channels, just right after he's doing his thing on guns, all I see on there is people shooting each other, black people killing each other, and documentaries on death. And I think that these people, if they have psychosis, neuroses, or some type of a psychological dysfunction, you know, I think that that kind of stuff gives them the image of the idea. It plants a seed in their brain to where they pick that seed up and think, you know, well, maybe I should go. That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing that he's talking all this stuff. Our media, but all our media is doing is putting all these ideas in people's
head.
You know.
Yep, I got it. Got the point, sir. Thank you. Here is Joe from Georgia on Senator Rubio.
I thought the speech was
the same old Obama, more government, more taxes, and I thought Rubio was fantastic. I think Marco Rubio is just incredible. I think the key to our future is electing more people like Rubio and Tom Graves and Doug Collins and Tom Price in Georgia. We don't need this class warfare by Obama and more government and taxes. We just can't afford it. We got a $16 trillion debt. I think Rubio's great. I think he's the future president.
All right. You think that's the case? Wow. Moving ahead a little bit. 51 after on the countdown.
The pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Now, 53 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, moving our attention over to the death of Christopher Dorner. A lot of people focusing on the circumstances surrounding the firing of Dorner as the cause for all this, whether it makes any difference. Well, it doesn't make any difference to Dorner now because he's dead, but it would seem to me worth some time to try to understand what went on with this guy and whether he had legitimate beef or not. I don't know why he was ever hired in the first place, looking at his record. Let's listen to talk host Scott Sloan with Cincinnati Police Chief James Craig, who had previously worked with Christopher Dorner in L.A.
Did you have a sneaking suspicion that the end of Christopher Dorner would be concluded this way, and he wouldn't go quietly, he would rather go out in a body bag?
Yeah, I paid close attention to his manifesto. It was clear to me that he was prepared to die. He wanted to take some people with him. So he was on a mission. It was no surprise that the police agencies in Southern California did put closure to this matter. It would have been nice to have it done sooner, but, you know, it's over. And certainly a lot of families and police officers can rest today.
Yeah, and he had a list that, and I've seen you make statements saying your name wasn't on there, but there are people that you know you're associated with, specifically Monica Kwan, who died, and you, I guess you worked with her father?
Yeah, I knew her father well. In fact, before we knew Dorner was the suspect, I had reached out to him expressing my condolences. You know, Dorner's last assignment was in my command at Southwest. I didn't talk very much about it because certainly I have family in Los Angeles, and I didn't know whether or not I was part of his unofficial list, if you will.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to say a lot because as you know, some of the victims of his rap were people that weren't on the list.
Right.
I mean, he was on a penchant to kill police officers, particularly LAPD. He talked a lot about what he called high-value targets. He went through a list of groups, and those groups didn't have names attached to it. So,
frightening. Well, what can you tell me? You said that you don't want to say anything, but obviously now Dorner is dead. What were you afraid, and what were you going to say that you thought may lead to consequences for those people?
Certainly, again, it was no secret that Dorner was focusing in on families.
Right.
I have family in Los Angeles, and so I didn't know how much he knew. I didn't know
right.
who all of his targets were. Not that I was necessarily a target, but you can't mm-hmm. be too careful. This is something that many of us have never seen.
Now, I find this piece of sound fairly interesting. It goes back to before Dorner was killed. The discussion on a talk host on a talk program hosted by Matt Patrick, where he discusses Charlie Sheen getting involved in this.
The good news is we may be getting closer because we now have Charlie Sheen involved. Christopher Dorner wrote this manifesto, and in the manifesto, apparently he said that Charlie Sheen was effing awesome. So Charlie Sheen figured it was really his responsibility to reach out to Christopher Dorner and, well, you know, see if they want to sit down, do a couple of lines, and grab some hookers.
Christopher Dorner, this is Charlie Sheen. You mentioned me in your manifesto, so thank you for your kind words. I'm urging you to call me.
Wait a minute. Thank you for your kind words. This is almost unbelievable. So the guys killed three people. And he's on the run. There is a manhunt, one of the biggest manhunts ever. There's $1 million bounty on this cat's head. And you're saying, hey, you mentioned me in your manifesto. Thank you for your kind words. The words were, you're effing awesome. It is Charlie Sheen, after all.
Christopher Dorner, this is Charlie Sheen. You mentioned me in your manifesto, so thank you for your kind words. I'm urging you to call me. Let's figure out together how to end this thing. Call me. I look forward to talking to you.
Okay, so let's just imagine for a moment that Dorner does call Charlie Sheen. Okay, hey, does Charlie Sheen get that $1 million? I mean, would he? I mean, I would assume if Dorner actually takes Sheen up on his offer and calls him, Sheen would get the $1 million, I guess, if the guy is captured and convicted. Do we want Charlie Sheen on this? I mean, is that where we are in this country today, that now Hollywood is helping us capture murderers?
Ah, the stimulation from all those people who have so much to say. And you've had a lot to say in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show. Thanks for being here. Doug Steffen back again tomorrow. As they say, same time, same station.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.